heavenly mingle. Be'st thou sad or merry, the violence of either thee become, so does it no man else. Met'st thou my post?
Aye, madam. 20 several messengers. Why do you send so thick?
Who's born that day when I forget to send to Antony shall die a beggar. Ink and paper, Charmian. Welcome, my good Alexis. Did I, Charmian, ever love Caesar so?
Oh, that brave Caesar.
Be choked with such another emphasis. Say the brave Antony.
The valiant Caesar.
By Isis, I'll give thee bloody teeth if thou with Caesar paragon again, my man of men.
By your most gracious pardon, I sing but after you.
My salad days. When I was green in judgment, cold in blood, to say as I said then. But come, away. Get me ink and paper. He shall have every day a several greeting, or I'll unpeople Egypt.
If the great gods be just, they shall assist the deeds of justest men.
No, worthy Pompey, that what they do delay, they not deny.
Whilst we are suitors to their throne, decay is the thing we sue for.
We ignorant of ourselves beg often our own harms, which the wise powers deny us for our good. So find we profit by losing of our prayers.
I shall do well. The people love me, and the sea is mine. My powers are crescent, and my auguring hope says it will come to the full. Mark Antony in Egypt sits at dinner, and will make no wars without doors. Caesar gets money where he loses hearts. Lepidus flatters both. Of both is flattered, but he neither loves nor either cares for him.
Caesar and Lepidus are in the field, a mighty strength they carry.
Where have you this? 'Tis false.
From Silvius, sir.
He dreams. I know they are in Rome together looking for Antony. But all the charms of love, salt Cleopatra, soften thy waned lip. Let witchcraft join with beauty, lust with both. Tie up the libertine in a field of feasts. Keep his brain fuming. Epicurean cooks sharpen with cloyless sauce his appetite, that sleep and feeding may prorogue his honor. Even to the lethid dullness.
My lord!
How now, Varius?
This is most certain that I shall deliver. Mark Antony is every hour in Rome expected. Since he went from Egypt, tis a space for farther travel.
I could have given less matter a better ear. Minas, I did not think this amorous servitor would have donned his helm for such a petty war. His soldiership is twice the other twain. But let us rear the higher our opinion, that our stirring can from the lap of Egypt's widow pluck the ne'er lust-wearied Antony.
I cannot hope Caesar and Antony shall well greet together. His wife that's dead did trespasses to Caesar. His brother warred upon him, although I think not moved by Antony.
I know not, Minas, how lesser enmities may give way to greater. Were it not that we stand up against them all, to a pregnant they should square between themselves, for they have entertained cause enough to draw their swords. But how the fear of us may cement their divisions and bind up the petty difference, we yet not know. Be it as our gods will have it, it only stands our lives upon to use our strongest hands. Come, Minas.